So I'm sitting here getting ready to record this podcast, and I realized that I haven't lived alone for almost 20 years now. And man, time flies, let me tell you. Being a parent that is working, you really don't have much time for yourself. There's only a couple of times a day where you have really to yourself to collect your thoughts and see where you're going. My times are in the morning before everybody's awake, and my times are in the evening after everybody's asleep. Otherwise, the time belongs to somebody else. Whether, I'm playing with my kids or cooking or cleaning or spending time with my spouse, there's always something or someone, my job, that's taking my time. And you begin to realize that time doesn't stop, it doesn't slow down, it doesn't really do much but keep on going. And in those times, the times when I have quiet, I used to get angry when that quiet would go away. Oh, the kid's waking up, or there's a job around the house that needs to be done, or even it's time for the kid to put the kid to bed. You have those times of quiet that are just. At that time, I thought they were ruined. But as I've gotten older, I've realized that those times aren't ruined. Those times are super special. Because as you're there thinking, oh no, someone's waking up, or oh no, someone needs something, that's really the time when you get to pay attention to that individual without them knowing a lot of the times. Like right now, I can hear my kid upstairs banging around, using their little kid voice to play. And I'm letting that happen because it's such a joy to be able to hear that moment. As when you kids get older, you lose that silence, that cuteness, that innocence that they have. And it's still good to, and fun to listen to the older kids, but it just doesn't feel the same because there's some angst going on. There's some type of drama that might be happening. Not all the time, but sometimes. So in those quiet times that you have, and as it starts to get, taken away or pushed aside for something a little bit bigger than yourself, try and appreciate the little things, the little sounds that you may never hear again. The age of innocence that your child has that's going away slowly. Because right now they're protected from the big bad world. Appreciate what you have. Take some time to think about that.